Previously on Newsbreak, Lotus FM.
Indaba is really a conference of all industry players throughout the value chain, and the aim of the gathering really is to chart a way forward after looking backwards. As you know that with any business, there's a time where you look at where you come from, where you are, and begin to chart a way forward. There's a lot that has changed since 2017 in the world and the country that we are in, and of course the industry as well. So it's best time now to sit down with all players in the film and television industry and look forward and say, now that we are here, how do we go forward?
You are talking about sitting around the table with key industry players, but I'd like to ask you, what would be the main challenges faced by the industry itself on a daily basis, and how do you plan to rectify this?
Indaba is really looking into that. That's really the key question. Some of the challenges that we have, as I've already alluded, we're still nowhere in terms of transformation. Our industry in the past used to serve just a few people, but now the market is open, but we still have people out in the outskirts of the cake of the economy. We want to make sure that youth is playing center stage in the industry. We want to make sure the women play center stage, persons with disability, all that is not sorted out yet. We have moved some strides. I mean, we can say we've moved some way, but we are nowhere where we are supposed to be.
How would you describe the film industry moving into the future in South Africa?
There is all sorts of changes that really have hit us, and I think some of them have hit us in the same way COVID has hit the world. Some of the changes are around the whole area of distribution and exhibition of film. I think traditionally we've always relied on cinemas, but you can see that the space at the ground is shifting in that area. And we have to come with innovative ways of how to make sure that our content gets to our target market, and mainly the producers of this content. That's what they're grappling about. How are they able to get this content to them to their target market? That's just one of the areas.
Newsbreak, Lotus FM, powered by SABC News.